2 minutes after 7 on the station that brings you the good news and great music for a change. It is the T-Junction. Yes, we are back in full swing, in full gear again. Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is the station that brings you the good news for a change. The station is Radio Veritas, the good news for a change. We are found on 576 on Medium Wave. We are found on DSTV Audio Bouquet Channel 870 and also on www.radioveritas.co.za. It is the T-Junction where we tremendously thrive through trials and tribulations. Good morning.
Jehova sewfiki isuse phakathi kwethu sebonakele awukhiya 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 Jehova sewfiki isuse phakathi kwethu bayakhiya abantwana sebonakele
Uphathwa kahle sukonakele right here on the station that brings you the good news and great music for a change. It is Radio Veritas. Do remember we are found on 576 on medium wave. You are found on DSTV audio bouquet channel 870 and www.radioveritas.co.za. Our Facebook page, Facebook, it's Radio Veritas South Africa. Twitter at Radio Veritas SA, at Radio Veritas SA. And of course, we are now on Insta. So we finally got an Insta. Oh my word, it's 9 minutes, 9 minutes after seven, yeah? What is it again? It's such a lovely show today. We are back, we were on a break last week. I went to Mtuba Tuba, Baba, at Bishop Jwaga's ordination in KZN. It was beautiful, it was hot, whew, and humid. KZN is hectic. Lee,
you what's up, bro?
How are you, Baba?
I'm holding up, bro.
Holding up?
Yeah. It's holiday for me. School are closed, so I'm enjoying my time.
Oh yes.
Doing a lot of reading, you know, do a lot of research. Yeah, school holiday, so that says I have a bit of my time now.
Oh.
No, yeah, to explore.
Oh, so logo's chilele, this past week and everything.
Yeah. I've got some few gigs coming up. Today I'm doing one gig of MC. Next week I'm in Middleburg. The following week I'll be, you know, so yeah.
This
things
guy
are coming up.
Oh, busy. I'm chilling, but I'm chilling. Wow.
Yeah.
Hey. Number one. It was a long number trip. One. It was a long drive, but
it
was beautiful.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much, sir.
And it's a welcome back to, as in, a ghost, a voice from the past, a voice from the past. Hey,
Tiso. And hello to all the T Junction listeners. I have missed you guys, hey? I have, Tiso, it's been long.
Good
T Junction, the other T of the T Junction.
Of course.
You know.
Of course. Welcome back, too soon.
Thank you. It's good to be back, hey? It's good to be back finally.
After how long?
Yo, I can't even count. It's almost a year in a few months. So, I've missed the listeners, you know.
Of course.
The tippers of this world. No, man. It's good to be back, eh?
Yeah, it's good to have you back.
Thank you.
And what have you been up to this past month? What has changed?
Yo, Tiso. We'll need an entire day for that. But the short of it is I've been, you know, as you might know, I've been mothering. And yeah, that has showed me flames so far. I'm gonna be honest. it's been hectic. Yeah, it's been very hectic.
Congratulations on your bundle of joy.
Thank you.
Baby Khalalelo.
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 Yes, the name was inspired by glorifying God.
Oh,
Khalaletsa Modimo ka yena.
Oh wow.
Yes.
And she's exactly that. She's so beautiful. All right. Yes, the team is back in full swing.
Yeah,
in full gear. Spetu Lee, the motivator. Lee, the voice of Africa. Lee, the voice of Eden Vale, the voice of Soweto, the voice of Zondi, the voice of Africa. What else are you there?
The voice of everything that's good. The voice of everything that's good.
Mr. Mashele will be coming through between 8:30 and 9 with Careers at Veritas. And that's the whole team. We are here from 7 till 9. Every Saturday from 7 till 9, it is the T Junction. We still tremendously thrive through trials and tribulations. It's myself, Tiso Mswewu, Tuso Mojata. I have to get used to it. But I think before I had already. All right. Yeah, we've got Lee and yes. Tuso is already receiving love. Get your Tuso is back in the studio.
The horn herself. Hala, Tifo, hala, we have you there.
Yeah, she's back, she's here. I see a clone, she's here.
No.
The
true number one supporter.
Actually,
number two, my uncle is number one.
Oh, right.
nice one. Yeah. I'm going to keep it with me. Yeah, banda ngaphandle.
Oh, it's very cold, man.
It's very cold. My goodness.
Oh, guys.
Ban. Is that time of the...
It's not that bad.
Oh.
Wow.
Aibo. It's really not that bad. It's been worse this winter. We've had.
It's been worse.
Yeah.
The worst is still coming.
No ways.
The worst is.
It's warmer than it was actually 2 weeks ago when we had that cold front.
There was a bit of for wind now.
And sabi cars.
Oh, okay. Because I know you cannot tolerate cars. Although I appreciate winter, but I cannot tolerate it to be cold.
A car is good. It's got sometimes with shy cars because it cools down the heat inside, you know.
Unapologetically so. Shout out to Rebaoneme Kweko Lichtenberg. I'm listening, but can I go back to bed, please? I mean, who does that? She woke up just to tune in for 5 minutes and then she was.
Our Bauna, keep your radio or your TV on and go back to bed. You can't miss this.
It is the T Junction where we tremendously thrive through trials and tribulations right here on the station that brings you the good news and great music for a change. It's Radio Veritas. It's exactly 7:15.
Mang ya ka kana utswana tsi ke tsari sa. This is the light and you're listening to the T Junction on Radio Veritas. Good news and great music for a change.
If we love God, if we honor God, and also at the same time if we believe in God, we will go to Him for forgiveness. We will come to Him for forgiveness, as the Holy Father puts it.
Join me, Father Thabo Motsekwa, on Changing Gear every Tuesday, 4 to 5 here on Radio Veritas, as we look and share together on matters of faith, social, political and spiritual. These issues are very closer to our hearts, to look into them as a church and also individuals, sharing as you'll be also giving us call on our program on Changing Gear every Tuesday here on Radio Veritas 576, the good news for a change.
You are listening to Radio Veritas.
Burdens down. If you catch me dreaming, track of what the Lord is doing with ourselves on the inside, we will also lose track of what the Lord is doing on the outside. I think there's two things wrong with the church today. One is we don't really realize who Jesus is. We have it all in words, we have it all written down, and we're grand what we write, but we don't realize who Jesus really is, and therefore we don't realize who we are in Christ. As soon as we wake up to realize that we are the body of Christ and that we have the Holy Spirit dwelling in us, that we are the temple of God, is going to revolutionize our lives.
Did you know that every month 55 million people go on the internet and search the word God? And every month 17 million people search the word love. That's because God is love. But you knew that. That's why you listen to Radio Veritas. The good news. For a change.
You are listening to Radio. Radio Veritas.
Oha, ni ti ni 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 le, unne ha buro oko, kila na kimse. Oh, I feel it.
Right here in Radio Veritas, the T Junction, it's exactly 7:30. That was the Spirit of Praise by the Hali Pirimile. And before that, we had Anthony Hamilton with Pass Me Over. It is Radio Veritas, the station where you are found on 576 on medium wave, DSTV Audio Bouquet Channel 870, and www.radioveritas.co.za. What happened to my music now? Okay. I think this is too low. This is too low for me. I'm in this side. Oh, yes. Now, taking a look at your Catholic guide, the Colping Society is appealing to you to give old clothing to the needy. This will be given to different homes in and around the country. You can deliver the clothing right here in our offices, studios, number 88 8th Avenue in Edenvale. For more information, contact Mayor Mahadi Buthelezi on 011-663-4700. That's the Colping Society. If you have any old clothing that you don't need, please, you can come and drop it off here at our studios, our offices on number 88 8th Avenue in Edenvale.
Yes, and one more CSI project that is running at the moment in memory of Nelson Mandela is the Radio Veritas South Africa in partnership with the Alexandra SAPS is appealing to all to please donate sanitary towels to the young girls of Alexandra Township in Gauteng. And the drop-off also is the Radio Veritas Studios, number 88, 8th Avenue, Edenvale. The delivery thereof will be on Nelson Mandela Day, which is the 18th of July. For more information on that, you can contact our very own Osma Hadi Buthelezi on 011-663-4700. That is the CSI project by Radio Veritas in partnership with Alexandra SAPS.
The Johannesburg Archdiocesan.
Yes.
To get that one right. The Johannesburg Archdiocesan Catholic Choirs Association invite you to the annual fundraising concert dating Sunday the 3rd. July 2016, that will be tomorrow, ne?
Yeah,
Venue Cathedral, Cathedral of Christ the King.
Yes.
That's 12 midday to 5 p.m. Cost of 40 rand for adults and 20 bucks for children. For more information, contact Martin Sija on 079-880-0034. It's 079-880-0034.
And this year, please join us in celebrating the 800th Jubilee of the Order of Preachers, I'm a Dominican. Saturday, the 30th of July, 2016, go St. Dominic School in Kruger Street in Boxburg. Mass will be at 2 o'clock to RSVP, call RSVP to Kelsey, Korea by the 31st, okay? The 85th demo. So, all welcome, especially past pupils and teachers of Dominican schools, members of Dominican parishes, Dominican associates, and other interested in the Dominican charism. So that's the 800th Jubilee of the Order of Preachers happening at the 30th of July 2016.
Oh, yes. And still carrying on with the Catholic Gig Guide, Radio Veritas, together with the Archdiocese of Johannesburg Department of Family Life, is inviting you to a Father's Day Mass, which is happening on the 2nd of July. That's today. That is today. And the venue of that is our very own Cathedral of Christ the King. And the time is 10 a.m. So immediately after the show, get yourself to the cathedral. It's an invitation to all fathers, I suppose. Abo mama bona.
Abo mama.
Inyama yini phela le.
No, I'm going to show you moral support. How? So to all the fathers, we hope we will be seeing you at Cathedrale. The mass begins at 10. Mm-hmm. And Tiso, I heard you mention that it will be presided over by...
a lot of people. There's Father Victor Nguyenya.
Yeah.
There's Father Patrick Marcelwani, the Vicar of Family Life.
Yes, yeah.
So it's Pure, our very own Pure.
Our very own, yes.
He's speaking there.
Yeah.
And
you mentioned, yes.
Who else is there?
It's going to be on fire, basically.
It's going to be lit. It's going to be lit. And funny enough, I just received a message from Tefo.
Is it?
There's just no rest in the Catholic faith.
Not at all. Rest for who? Rest for what? Rest for what? There's no rest.
So, yes. Hopefully, it's a bit sad.
Are we seeing you there?
No, unfortunately.
No.
I won't be able to.
Yes.
Unfortunately. I got more commitments. It's eating.
Nah, yeah. No. Life is busy, eh?
Life is hectic.
You can't be everywhere.
Unfortunately not.
We are not Padre Pio. It's all right.
Now, the Soweto Oblates of Mary Immaculate Priests are inviting you to join them as they celebrate 200 years of their existence as a congregation. This is happening on the 6th of August. This is next month. Go Olympia Hall in Royal Show Grounds. Go Peter Maritzburg.
Yes.
KZN.
Yes.
It will be starting at 9 a.m.
That is one event that everybody's looking forward to. That is going to be on fire.
That's going to be lit. It's going to be a lit situation. For more information, contact Mefigile on 078-476-9225. That's Mefigile on 078-476-9225. The OMI, 200 years.
Yeah.
Of it. Yeah, I am all blood.
I get it.
Hey.
It's been.
Are you mit? It's 7:36. The station is Radio Veritas. We are found on 576 on AM, On DSTV, you can catch us on 870, that's on Audio Bouquet channel, and also on streaming audio, www.radioveritas.co.za. You can also send us an SMS on 41809. I haven't even opened the SMS line this morning. 41809 is the number you can send the SMS on, starting with the prefix VERI, or you can simply call us on 011-452-7115. I haven't had any calls. I think we need calls just to...
Just to welcome the rose
among yes, the thorns this morning.
That would be lovely, actually. Yeah. I'd love to hear from some of our listeners. It's been that long.
It's been a while. So yes, do call in and show Tuso some love and welcome her back. Kamatsoho amfutu. On this very cold Saturday morning, I think she can do with the warmth, Yalona, with the love, eh?
Oh, yes. You can't get enough of it, eh?
Of course, of course. So, yes, the number to dial is 011-452-7115. The show is The Tea Junction. We tremendously thrive through trials and tribulations. I think as time goes on, the name has to change. What do you think, guys?
For the show?
Yeah.
We'll see.
There's two T's.
But you know what?
And one L.
There's one L and one M.
There's a special there's a special story behind the name, Tiso.
I know.
You can't just. There's a special story behind the name. It was given to us by a very special lady. So.
I think even this time around it should be special because we'll throw it out there.
So perhaps the listeners should maybe
a new member of the family.
Oh, of course.
I shouldn't be like feel like you're
You don't have a name that starts with T.
No.
Ah, shame.
No, by the way, all my names they don't have T.
Bali,
Lee, the four. Oh, I'm not the voice, it's not V. It's V. V-O-A, yeah.
No. Then we should probably, maybe we should throw it out there to the listeners to help us find a name.
Because after all, it's their show, yeah?
I call it reinventing ourselves again.
Yeah, of course. Repackaging. Yes.
Okay, let's go work our magic behind the scene and come back.
I have a suggestion.
Okay, let's hear a suggestion.
What about the Happy Souls?
Happy Souls.
Yeah. Wake up with the Happy Souls in the morning.
That's cheesy.
Cheesy.
At Radio Veritas. Like they can tweet us. What do they think about
Happy Souls?
At Radio Veritas.
Happy Souls.
That like makes you want to say,
we're the Happy Souls. I mean, listen to us right now.
Yeah, but I'm sure we can find another way of saying we are Happy Souls.
Wake up with the Happy Souls every Saturday morning on Radio Veritas.
Sounds so formal.
And so cheesy.
We throw in Tisha's laugh there.
No way. No, Tiso, we can do better than that. Not Happy Souls.
I know,
Souls.
We know. We can do better than that. I agree with you.
I just threw your dice. You don't have a chance to take it.
Yeah, I shem.
I'm a pop. It's 10, 20 to 8. 20 minutes just before the top of the hour. And we will be speaking to Usimpiwe Twala, representing the Soweto Art and Craft Fair. As you know, it's the first Saturday of the month. It's been a while since we touched base with them. So at around 8, we'll be touching base with them. Lee, do.
Yeah, no. Osma Pulela, the gym that I attend, go to, celebrating 1 year, Jump and Rise. Yesterday we had a fun gym.
Our lady belonged to the tribe. Naco.
Who's this now? Who's
Naco,
this?
You didn't know?
Who's this? As I was saying, on Thursday, it's aerobic class. You know, it's very huge and it's growing, you know. It's a zone that I'm a coward. So Thursday we had a fun gym. So we were taking a center stage. I'm a gym member. We must choose. This is choose after all. We are volunteering to come and lead the class on Thursday. So I was one of those. They had they gave me 20 minutes to be the leader doing those jumping and jumping.
No problem.
Fitness is going level, man.
Oh,
wow. Fitness is going level. Remember the routine that I told you about? The 2 weeks back, the jog that I've started, the new routine. Yeah. I went to it yesterday and I didn't feel anything.
How many kilometers, Baba?
It's about 15 or so. And it's an hour and a half running, you know.
Yeah,
that sounds
not
painful.
Minding anything. Your worries, your problems, and everything, forget.
Manja, hambu pumul.
No pumuli. You just run a number. The more you pummel, the more to catch up because it's once warm, it's so challenging to start again.
Yeah.
So even if it's a robot, small meal, you have to jump it down, up and down.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. You don't have to be stand still because once you can relax now, ish.
Game over.
Game over, Baba.
But it's very interesting to see how people are actually, you know, all about the fitness, you know, and it's encouraging. I'm seeing a lot of people actually on the road.
Yes. As we look around, we need that as a community. We need that. We need God in our lives. We need to be fit, you know, so that we can think of our feet. You know, we need to keep all these things that are happening. Negativity.
I commend those people. I tried it for like a good 2 weeks.
Big ups to them.
This is not for me.
Big ups to them.
I should put you on the spot one day. You should come to my gym one day during the week. You should come. Just do aerobics 1 hour, you know, it's an hour you work. But there's one thing that I love. The nicest thing is when you're tired, you can always go to the back and, gain some strength, some stamina, and go back again. I used to start from the back. Now I'm leading the front. Yes. Always in the front, Bob. Because I don't want to waste my time. You know, I dedicate my time and I love my time and I appreciate my time.
Aye.
So I'm in the front. Wow, and I jump, Baba. Huh? I jump.
And what about your diet? The diet has
that's my challenging. That's a challenging factor now. Diet is very expensive, guys.
Yes.
No, I just eat what I have to eat. I could pick it up in things like Baba.
Daibo.
But now I cut. You know,
but you portion it. You portion it.
I cannot afford now. I know what to do. I mean, I believe in hard working then. I don't have to say, I have to look what I'm eating for now. Because I know my situation now is a bit... power for what I should be eating.
Yeah.
I eat for eating suit. I'm on clearly diet. But I have to go out there and make and sweat.
And sweat it out.
Yeah. So this is my pool again. One of the regulars who's joined 3-4 months back. Yeah. I'm on February. Yeah, it's about 5 months back. And she's always at the gym. She loved it. Monday to Thursday.
Ever since she joined.
Ever since.
Consistently so.
Wow.
Magangeko, mtambe she's late at work. Maybe it's work related commitment. That's when she's committed. And you can see ipori ekunma pen.
Yes.
The body talks. When I'm going to go to your gym, I'm going to see
the evidence.
Yeah. When I started there, I was wearing almost 40. Now I'm in 36.
Wow.
Bubbling under that. My goal says that by the end of the year, I need to weigh 95 kgs. I started weighing 122. But now I'm on 114.
Now I know. It's work in progress.
Work in progress.
Yeah.
I know. So, I can't wait to hear from
you. We'll touch on the friendship. That's not formal today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What I have is about friendship with you. The value of a friend. Because we take that lightly in our lives.
Yeah.
We have friends. And I always tell people, if you've got more than 4 friends, I'll go to the bangan.
If you have more than 4
friends. That's really interesting to
hear. No, you do. That's really
interesting.
I'm looking forward to that.
It's exactly 7:45 on the station that brings you good news and great music for a change. It is the T-Junction. We tremendously thrive through trials and tribulations right here on the station that brings you the good news for a change. It's Radio Veritas. Good morning.
Lenana la dira parloganyo mo stationeng sa gago Radio Veritas ke mo re gopodiwang gore motho ke motho ka batho ba bangwe gape rata mong ka wena fela jaaka o ithata jaanong moreetsi repa le go itisa le nna farakabelo KBK Mahemo every Sunday afternoon go tswa mo ureng ya bone go ya kwa ureng ya botlhano DPR show. Khotso mo medi ka libitso ke mohotlo masalwane ke nne no sentse ke kokota wena leng ho le haufi lapeng officing koloing ya hao ke letse meng manta ha o molomo le la boidile leng leng hora ile le shume le motso le mong o fihlela ka hora ya le shume le metso e mebedi ke nna le wena le nane le na la rona la letse meng
you are listening to Radio Veritas. Maitepena, Jehovah,
Again.
Come. One.
We got Bongi.
Commons.
Vivo.
Radio Veritas. The good news for a change.
Radio Veritas. The fun never stops.
Alleluia, Maria.
Did you know that every month 55 million people go on the internet and search the word God? And every month 17 million people search the word love. That's because God is love. But you knew that. That's why you listen to Radio Veritas. The good news. For a change.
Hi, this is Alani from Freshly Ground, and you're listening to Radio Veritas, the good news for a change.
Come on.
3 minutes before the top of the hour. You are still listening to Radio Veritas, the station that brings you the good news and great music for a change. We played Mudisa Yamolemo, Roman Catholic Choir, with Kajeno Lena Omaria, and we played, I think it's Tuso's favorite song.
I love it. I'm a choir again, man. We are all choralized.
We are choralized this morning.
Yes.
Now, on the line this morning, I have Simpiwe Twala, a.k.a. Sim Sima Trigger, representing the Soweto Art and Craft Fair. As you know, it's the first Saturday of the month. They've been doing this for the past 3 years now. Good morning, King.
Good morning, Mr. Musil, King Musil, and the lady beside you there, the
good
queen
morning.
Beside you.
There's another...
The king and queen of the airways, my mama, the king and queen of the Veritas airways,
my baby. Ibaba C3.
Ibaba. Ibaba C3. Ibaba C3. Ibaba C3. Ibaba the general secretary.
Karim. Nice one. Boy.
Yes, King. Yes, Mr.
August is the, not August, the July edition of the Arts and Craft Fair for the year 2016.
Yes, sir. As you guys put it, it's the good news for a change. It's redoing it. We're making each other rich. We're not just talking about it, you know. It's another one. It's the July edition. It's going to be beautiful again. It's all about shopping that local art, fashion, craft, home decor, accessories, beautiful things, beautiful, good quality, you know. It's all about making each other rich and having the time of your life as well, you know. As you know, we always give you a great time. We always give you an epic time.
Now, Sims, I want you to explain the concept, yeah, making each other rich.
Yes, sir. Basically, you know how it's all about strength in numbers, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If we all our money, the money that we make and we spend it on local business, that would create more jobs, because we have a problem of job creation. Companies are not hiring as much, so we have to create the jobs, you know. So it's all about promoting entrepreneurship and supporting those, since we all can't go into entrepreneurship, supporting those who go into entrepreneurship, you know. So putting our money where our mouth is, basically. That's what making each other rich is about.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Now, also, there's the left side of the field where there's performers as well. Because I'm sitting here in front of two performers just before me. I have a singer and I have a motivational speaker right here with me.
Yes, sir. It's one of the best platforms for performers. It's Unearthed Diamonds. It's had the most epic performances. We've had the best bands on stage, you know. Today we have the talented Leo Mile. She just rocked the Basha Uhuru concert last week. She's doing big things. She's an up-and-coming lady. You know, it's going to be amazing, you know. I mean, we've had the likes of The Muffin, The Soil, Msaki, you know, Simply Soweto. The list is endless. Go Barefoot. So they must come join the list, you know. And we need that motivational speaker as well, just to rev the people up. So we must make a plan.
Most definitely, Baba. I'm always available for my community, Baba. Anything.
Anything.
Just holla, Baba.
No. True Story will give you our numbers, but let's do it, man. Come over to Soweto. Come show the people what you got.
No problem,
Baba. Yeah.
I'm up to it.
Yep, that's what this is about.
All right, so what time does it start, and is there an entrance fee?
It starts from 12. From 12 until 7. Entrance is mahala, because we want you to spend inside and support the local business. Safe parking, Soweto Theater, one of the best venues in the country right now. It's a beautiful, really beautiful venue. You get everything there, food, drinks, Great, great vibes, great atmosphere, loving people. I mean, it's the best way to spend a Saturday. Check out our Facebook page, the Soweto Art and Craft Fair, or you can just Google it, Soweto Art and Craft Fair, if you want a clear idea on what we're about. You know, so come through, come join us, bring your family. It's a family-friendly environment as well. So, yeah, let's do this.
Let's do this indeed. So from between 12 up until 7, every first Saturday of the month, Kosovo Theater, free entrance.
Yes, sir.
Now,
come see what Africa has got, you know. I mean, some really good quality, exclusive. I mean, come. You must come experience it for yourself. I think you experience it every weekend. You keep coming back, and you must tell them to keep coming back because it's the best experience ever. You know?
Now, I want you to tell us more, Kaka, the branch that has grown, because it was the tree, the Soweto Arts and Craft Fair. Now there's branches.
Sir.
Now there's branches. There's the seven. Please tell us, Kaka, seven color Sunday.
Yes, sir. You know, the Soweto Arts and Craft Fair success, as you say, has given birth to other ways of making each other rich, as we put it. We've got the Market 7 Color Sundays that's been happening for a year and a half now at Soweto Theatre. So that's a food market, you know, some good food, good music, great people. It is the best way to spend a Sunday as well. Some chilled vibes, after church type vibes, and you come enjoy Sunday lunch. You know, so that happens every last Sunday of the month. We just had one last week, and it was absolutely epic. And then there's also Soweto's first night market as well, called Dina Lady Lifestyle. We've had that for, I think we had four editions already. So that has a pop-up boutique where local artists are selling their stuff, and there's an art exhibition as well. We also have some salsa dancing at Dina Lady Lifestyle. That happens at AOT Lifestyle Center, which is opposite the historic AOT Cinema. The former Masakeng in Mofolo. So we're doing this, you know, as I said, we're not just talking about the economic freedom. We really want to do it, you know. We want to make each other rich. And, yeah, that's we're going to keep growing more. There's some more good news coming as well. You know, we're just wrapping up some deals. So, yeah.
There we go.
So Art and Craft is giving birth to it.
Finding our own identity.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And building it and creating it as well, you know.
Yeah, Baba.
There we go. So no one, I fail to understand when young people complain with Yagnam Sevens. They're waiting on the government or whatever to provide them with jobs when you can do it yourself.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I mean, do it yourself is always the best way. You know, use what you have where you are. That's always the best place to start. And I'm telling you, miracles happen along the way. God blesses along the way. People come along the way. So that's what it's all about. Oh. You know, just do take the first step, you know, so everybody out there who's got something or is feeling like they're stuck in a rut, just take the first step. Miracles happen, you know?
Aye, well said.
You don't need motivational speaker. We are a motivational speaker.
There you go.
I guess the spirit of the day.
Sims, we shall link up later then, God.
All right, we shall link up later, King. Let's do this. See you later. Encouraging all your listeners to come out here. And thank you for your support as Radio Veritas as a whole. Good news that you told me yesterday. You're hitting good numbers.
Yes.
So, man, big up your listeners as well. Big up Radio Veritas. Thank you guys for your continued support. We really appreciate it as the Soweto House and Cafe. And, see you at Soweto Theater.
Cool. There you go. All right. That was Simpiwe Trigger Twala representing the Soweto Art and Craft Fair. Happening later on, go to Soweto Theatre between 12 and 7. Free entrance, like
free
you said.
Charge.
You hear the motivation.
Make each other rich.
Empower yourself and empower those around you. All right, man.
I can teach.
Peace, yeah, sure, peace, 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 peace.
Sure, sure, sure. Lady, the queen and the
Lee, the voice. This is the voice.
I was
Yo, it's 7 minutes after eight. 7 minutes after eight, you are still listening to Radio Veritas, the good news for a change. It is the T Junction where we tremendously thrive through trials and tribulations. My name is Diso Musuewu. Your name is
Tuso Mojatau.
LWE, the voice of Africa.
Mpo is coming through. Mpo Mashele is coming through between 8:30 and 9. Careers at Veritas. So yes, do stay tuned on the station that brings you the good news and great music for a change. Radio Veritas. Lee Ndota.
Yeah, my friend.
You touched a very...
my friends. Now I have to get used to friends.
Yes.
No, not my friend.
Yeah.
My friends.
Plural.
My friends, it's about friendship today. It's about friendship. You know, they say according to the research, at the age of 21 years, this is where you start to choose your friends wisely. This is prompted and inspired by a lady who came to me after a gym. And she was crying, you know. She was let down by her friends. And she told me she's got about 7 friends. But out of those 7 friends, no one came to her and told her, Uprada, he's a player. But they knew everything about Uprada.
Yeah.
She didn't know nothing, you know. You know, after everything went viral on Facebook, the friends keep chatting about her, laughing at her. Now she felt that, no, man, I don't have a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And she was so... No,
all seven
of them.
Aibu.
And they only came back to her when she started asking questions and posing questions. How to so now, Sasha, good moon can be a mass in because kind of says, I'm not going to teeny. So, you know what I told her? I only got one friend, not to say by choice,
yeah,
but the universe chose the friend for me because out of all the friends in Kulina, I have friends.
Yes.
That I claim to be my friend. And I have friends that I claim to be my friend. But I know who's my real friend.
Mm.
You know? A friend where I know when I pick up the phone and say, Isan, Matal, Gunje Gunje. He won't gonna go somewhere and tell the next person about my problems.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Somebody who's on Kaenze Banglalele. Somebody who listen to me. But a lot of people, they think they have friends. And I said it's a disaster if you got more than 4 friends. Because I need to understand. I mean, I have to deal with my mood swings.
You know
your friend, like any relationship. You have to know your boyfriend or your girlfriend, right?
So, yeah.
You know, so even understand what is lo mangum rabela nyamaz ish uzo react so. So I know, but what you expect from him, and I like to believe that he knows what you expect from me. And among of umngane wakho nihlale nikhuluma into ezinegative awukangabi nomngane masihlele ekhoneni phela ikhona most of the time ngihlele ekhoneni isikhathi eside grow up egas so kuhlale ekhoneni isikhathi eside besikhuluma nje 80% of what we are talking about
is about the next person.
Kahle hlezi it's rubbish. Abanye abantu izinto ezingasebenzi nokuphupha and siphupha izinto ezingekho realistic.
Yeah.
Yabo? Most of the time. Isikhathi sispenda 80% of what we engage on. It's about girls, it's about alcohol, it's about cars and everything. It's about dreaming.
Mm.
Not being true to ourselves.
Mm. Yeah.
And we're just killing time.
Mm.
Yeah.
So along the way, you need to have friends that will understand what this, the same birds, what they flock together.
No,
same
birds of the same feather.
Same
birds
bird.
Of
the same they flock together. Né?
Yes.
So, you cannot say you've got ambitions, you've got vision, you've got dreams, you've got goals. Usala nomuntu ozolibela njalo mamtshela ngelona kutshele ngomsholozi. Mamtshela ngemfuture. Akuthi oh mari ANC so. Mawuthi khuluma lokho kutshele ngecountry. Do you know how many people never went to for job hunting because they read the newspaper of they've listened to the radio of the watch TV talking about the states ukuthi umsebenza yikho and then they believe it.
Yeah,
believe bahlala kuyo. And even the friends when they come, uyayifakele le ndaba ukuthi umsebenzi vela yikho mngani. Uyabona kunjani? You know ukuthi these are the type of the friends ke abagcwele emalokishini. I don't know any other way. So ngikhuluma ngeexperience engidlule kuyo. You know, but kunzima like even today to go out there and you hang up on a merchants. Because when I go there and I speak live, they won't understand me.
Yeah.
But when I'm with my friend, he can understand when I speak life.
Yeah.
And he's a step ahead of me, mhlambe ngama achievements in life, materialistic things mhlawumbe nge life uhide of me. La sebenza khona iposition akuyo nani nani. But asifuni into ezifanayo.
Yeah.
And ayikuthi ngishiyekile. So nokuzitshela ukuthi uyashiyeka umngane wakho maka achieve 1 2 3. But your role wena andidlali role 1 emhlabeni.
Yeah.
But nonke nifuna achievement, nonke nifuna success, nonke nifuna wealth. And ngeke yenzeke ngokufana. So if friend ubona lapho ngoku appreciator izinto onazo as a person. To appreciate what I have and also appreciate what you have.
Mm.
I must not look down on you, on what you have. What, again, I should respect you the way you are. Nokufuna nje umuntu ozongilalela. The quality is gay. Yabangani. Umuntu nje ozongilalela. Uma ufika ngimamele. This week has been my longest week and I'm celebrating because I've achieved this. Yesterday I was celebrating 2 minutes. 2 minutes bangishaya ijoke. The first time I ngishaya ijoke nge 1 hour 20 minutes. Izolo ngibuye 2 minutes lesser. I was celebrating that. Those small things to me, it matters the most. Mangitshela ungilalela. So the qualities of a friend, if your friend you come and tell him or her whatever achievement that you have, basically I wakala, he measures and says, "Ah, but why, my friend? How can we celebrate this? You don't have a friend." You don't have a friend. A friend should celebrate those small things because God blesses the small things, the humble beginnings. Before you can become big, you have to start with the first step. So the first step, that means the change. When you implement that change, you're going to start small. As I was talking about aerobics, that I was doing a class, 20 minutes, there was somebody who was howling me. She forgets that I'm not an instructor. She forgets that I'm starting. And when you start something, you probably going to, have mistakes.
Yes,
it's inhuman.
Yes.
So if you're gonna have a friend who's always gonna judge you, imagine the 4 of your friends. Imagine the 7 elamangan. It's a huge number to deal with.
Because
that's how I'm gonna choose. Nyakbona gaga choose okay nyamas velela in a listiam. I go to say clean. Utis okay.
Ish.
Umponai. You know, you feel like betrayed and you hatred, then you lose your touch, you lose your identity. And the main aim and the main focus of the friends, they should appreciate you so that they will help you, so that the identity can come out. A person can understand you. So you need those qualities. People are always going to give you an ear to listen. You know? And if you don't have that in a friend, and I'm sorry, friend, thinking in friends, you're having a problem. I even wrote some few qualities. Sharing and caring. Somebody can share. People go nzima la ngaphandle ukushare. Umuntu uthi yo yokugcina le ngeke. People they rather have 2-3 phones. And akuza ukhala ngephone. 3 phones but nje nokunzima. Most of my phones, all of them are expensive. But you said it's your friend. You know, he cannot share. You know, and when you thought he's caring or she's caring, after you tell him or her your problem, she goes to the next person.
The phone line's just lit in Jemma Kuma Nabangan.
One of the friends is now like, hello, Gunjan.
Conan Nanjan, is that Radio Veritas?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I would like to speak to the bunch of young people speaking there.
The bunch of young people.
These are the young people.
What do you call yourself, Gunjan?
Yes.
I'm Gogo Sister Mary John from Rustenburg.
Gogo Sister Mary Jones, yes.
This is Edili Parish.
All right, welcome.
I'd like you people to talk to our young adults in Rustenburg. They've got visitors from Ireland. And so I'd like them to talk to you and kind of expose them to you. And then...
Mama Gogo. What's your Mama Gogo?
Sister...
Merlin.
Yeah, Ishan. Hey, she was asking something big, yeah?
Yeah, she was about that we to can come do, out and we can say something.
Young Adams.
From Ireland. From Ireland.
And we're not able to call her back, hey?
Hey, we didn't even get
her. Ishan, mommy, please try again.
Yeah, we should try.
Hopefully she'll phone again.
Yeah.
You expect your friends to be a personal advisor. You have a problem, angakhala. Do you know there are people who can come with a problem and then let's get into your room and talk. When you come out, your problem can be times 10.
Yes.
There are people who I'm can vele loya, I vele bengazi. You know, bengazi.
Makes you feel worse than you feel.
Then you make you feel worse than you felt before. You know, ubana lento leyo. That's where you choose. Kuthi la ayisebenzi ndaba ngafrend lo. Le ayisebenzi. As a person, you need to make it a choice and take a stand. I mean, I believe in my power. So the only way to release my power is to have my own space. The friend that I have, I see him once or twice a month. She's got a house, she's married and everywhere and everywhere. I'm not married, I don't have a house. I see him once a month. This is the only person that can come and woot and I can go out and have fun. Once or twice a month.
Yeah.
And most of the time, I'm reading my books, I'm investing in myself, I'm spending my time. Now I'm saying I'm a motivational speaker and I'm starting in this journey and I'm new in this profession. So the only way to grow is to feed myself with knowledge. Yeah. I have to read. So, you know, I give myself some space. So if I'm going to have 4-5 friends that I have to entertain,
ish,
where would I find time?
I think we have to explain this concept, yeah, friendship.
Oh,
like what,
man.
What friendship entails, yeah.
Exactly.
I believe
that's a good question. I'm my own best friend. You know.
That's the one.
I even believe, you know, a best friend, yeah, me, Uber.
So
I never believed in that. I think you have to appreciate your own time, your own, you know, enjoy your space.
Yeah, but you've actually given me something to really think about, because I'm now thinking about it. I'm sitting here, I'm like, this guy has a point. because you know, you've got a handful of friends,
yeah.
5 friends. Mm-hmm. And then, obviously, Utoluguti is not the same circle of friends. You've got a friend at work, you've got a friend at Okulena, you've got a friend Gupigupi, you've got a friend Gupigupi. And then, you know, Lawsome 17, Wabambona every day. Then this one, I mean, it's getting me thinking, Hor, is this person really a friend? If you're going to come and tell me, Hor, no, when you like Mang Mang more than me, or you don't spend as much time with me, it's a lot of work. Friendship is a lot of work.
Friendship is a lot of work. That's why I'm so amazed. If you're going to say, if you're an adult, you have 5.
Yeah, no, shame.
That's why I'm
how do you do it?
How do you do it? That's what I want to know.
That's
why I question, what is friendship? How do we explain friendship? So maybe okay, that a person maybe is in need of companionship or to be, you know, in a that sense of belonging. Uli is a motivational speaker and he does this. Let me just affiliate myself. Or to, so she's on radio and whatnot. Let me just affiliate myself, Lena, you know, so that Lena I can be. So that's why I'm saying, you have to enjoy your own company first.
Yeah.
Enjoy your own company first.
Before. Once you enjoy your own company, it goes back where we started, where we've started, as we're finding our own identity. Mm-hmm. This is the main point. Now I can see that God really has power. Not that I was dying to God. Would the friendship start with you? So as soon as you understand who you are, as soon as you understand the powers that you have, as soon as you understand your weaknesses, you'll work on your weaknesses so that you can able to strengthen all the strengths that you have. So you wouldn't go out there and seek. I wonder about thinking it. I wonder about exposed to the media. Especially about the forefront public figures, you know, would they have a lot of friends?
Yeah.
But they don't have friends. Most of them, they don't have acquaintances because people they go after them because they want that status. I'm acquaintances.
Yes.
You know, good. You don't have. And I was born. I was crummy story man. Uchi Abu Masang, formerly known as Jabu Pule. He tells a story today. Go motivational talks about how many friends he used to have. But must it be, how many friends did he have? None.
Yeah.
And the more especially when we're public figure, the more especially when we're Mali, when it is materialistic, when we're going to be a car wash, and you thought you have friends, you don't have any friends. And it's good to have people around you, but you must know who's your real friend. People who have inspiration, people who have dreams, who got goals.
Yes.
And if you don't have inspiration, if you're not inspired by life, so we mean the only one. So if we have people who are the only one, we are both lower Koniafa. That's why the issue of the topic of chicken and an eagle. Lot of chickens. Chicken is a very, very important animal, bird. Yeah, that I love. You know, and it's got a purpose now, Sabine, to serve us with protein. Same as
eagle.
Yeah, but eagle is very don't fit.
Yes.
When the storm, it uses the storm to pump itself up. So a lot of chickens, they've been killed each and every day. Chickens, not like on chickens behind us now. Icon chicken in this franchise. You know, yes. Or we swear the chicken. Chicken. So it's not easy to tell the eagle. It's not easy to meet the lion. We'll find sheep. So abandon and things I'm going to show. The point of the matter here. I'll go pick someone gun back. introspection yakho ngabangani bakho ubheke ukuthi you really deserve that now. Because abantu abaningi bahlale bawoked out, bahlale bakhala, baphethe ama tune saver manje bathi abangani babo bahate. You know that girl, after we spoke, she was so relieved. And I mean, I believe each and every time I open my mouth, and if I'm going to go deep, it's God speaking. Mm. And she says, thank you. I couldn't understand why she says thank you. But after I'm saying, and then I understand.
Life,
I spoke life to her. You don't deserve that. Just imagine. I mean, I'm with one friend. Who knows what I need, when I need cheering up, I call him. And they know Suzo Sega. Yebo sizohleka yebo ngizokhotha nensizizo zamzumhlaba ngizokhotha intini we will laugh ngenkinga zethu laugh over our challenges we'll laugh it off. So seven ngano baby no, it's not how you have to do things, but the choice and the decision is yours.
Yes,
so when I work on you, start from in. It will show on the outside. Yeah, don't hate them.
And I'm sure you'll attract to this very same kind
of
people.
Don't hate them.
Who will speak power to you, motivate you, empower you. That's why I'm saying empower yourself and empower those around you.
Yeah.
We are so judgmental.
Yeah.
You know, we use that that term, your friend, so cheaply.
Exactly. Like, very loosely. Yeah.
Very loosely too. So very, very loosely, because my friend. To my aunts. I'm not including F. I spend hiding. Yeah, when the chips are down, this is where you see people.
This is where you see
friends, gay.
Ish.
Minala 2 weeks back I had an issue, Baba, with my child. Go by an emergency. Like the man that I have, yaphelela lapho, and ukufuneka quick cash now. I didn't have to think fair. I went to friend that I have. He didn't ask any question. In the next 2 minutes, my phone beeped. It was the e-wallet.
And you didn't have to think twice about it.
Because he understands when I talk about my child. Umntwana ke naye. I feel it as a father to the child. You see, that's a friendship. You know, I value that friendship. Makati manje asambe se WeBank. Mina ngisaba ukuthi ngizogibela kule moto ngiye WeBank. Hayi ukuthi ngihambe nomuntu ozofika ngishiyele.
Yeah.
You know, ngihamba no, it's like now he's a family friend. Yabo ku wonke ama events and occasions abawenza. Ulapho ngilapho. So yabo, and akuthi umuntu engikhulene naye like directly. Umuntu singumdulo sekamdala. Mina ngibona something kuye, sho wabona something kimi. And then we compliment one another.
That's it.
Yabo, then we compliment one another. So basically, your friendship, people should review in their friendship.
Stop using it.
You're making me feel like I'm still a bad guy. No, but it's true. Much agreed.
Yeah. So guys, let's review in that by
their friendship.
Yeah, we pay that. Yeah, see, some people bangala bangani babo manje, but beka lo muntu ombiza ngomngani.
There we go. There we go.
Is really your friend. Huh?
It's 25 minutes after 8 on the T Junction. We've been speaking real friends, fake friends, but the term friends. I hope.
I'm going to forget something. Quick, there was a verse being illonied along things we pay on internet. Then there was internet, the Mundagas joy. Oh, I'm going to put my school in. Writing down the code. But now, it's a full technology. Now, First Peter 4:8-10. Because that's why I always like to refer. Because everything that we talk about has been touched by God. It's there in a word of God. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. I love that one. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God, grace in its various forms. So I understand the Levangan. First Peter 4:8-10. Uti, above all, love each other deeply, because love covers a multitude of sin. Verse 9, uti, offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Uten uti, each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful steward of God, grace in its various. You know, I don't have to say anything after this. yabo kuthi uNkulunkulu yesi indawo ekhona ikhona but mana umngane ohlala grambula mamtshela izinto hayi mina hayi 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 usekude ke nomkati yabo
ama complain
yeah
umuntu one negative energy
yeah uzokhatha
keep those very far away from you keep those very far away from
you but sometimes it's very hard to actually realize that this person une negative energy because you know you don't really know the true value of friendship especially if ukhule wazi ukuthi all you know about someone being your friend is umuntu obloma naye nje enhlale emakhoneni and all so you sometimes it takes a while to actually see ukuthi manje lo muntu man une energy embi njalo manginaye there's nothing positive I'm getting from it it takes a while and by the time you realize seka destroyile
hey seka kubulele
seka destroyile nawe ngoba into uyitholayo you pass it on to the next
it's contagious
you know it's so very contagious negativity very contagious very contagious
yeah.
It's so difficult and challenging for to instill positivity
yeah hey
it's abantu babekubheka mokhulu positivity lo uchamuka
uqa udubani
umama la Kenya lo zenza ngcono lo
yeah
lo sekazwakala le reading nyane yama Catholic sekazositshela la uyabo when we just speak life out of the situations that we're facing out of the situation that are happening just speak life and people will hate you for that
and it's not received well
it's not
hey issues people got issues
that
need touch 28 after 8 is this radio Veritas the tea junction we've been this is the station where we from real friends no
yeah real friends ne
real friends
definitely
yeah.
What you see is what you get or what you hear is what you get
what you hear is what you get I love that part
it's real as it gets it's real as it gets let's take a quick song break I think Mr. Mpo Mashele is here and then we'll come back. This is P. Diddy with Best Friend.
Ha-ha.
I've seen a lot of things in my life. A lot of ups and downs. Made a lot of mistakes. No matter what, you've always been by my side. You've always been my best friend. You're the love of my life. You're everything to me. You never left my side. I love you so much. You're my best friend. Since the beginning of time, all you did was bless men. Too young to understand, but now you're my best friend. How could they doubt you? Never think about you. Don't they know nothing's possible without you? Faith without fear, that's how they raised me. Words a man kill, but never faze me. Grateful for wisdom that you gave me. But still I'm like, dear God, I wonder could you save me? Too much sinning, gotta be more than plush living. Gotta be more than grabbing nines to buck tenning. Gotta be more than just the lust swimming. Gotta be more than platinum Rolexes, 600s and crushed linen. Praise your name, I know some of them hate to do. Judgment day, don't they know they can't escape your crew? I'm just trying to live right and pray you take me through. And with this song, I dedicate to you, my Lord. Reminisce and wonder how I made it this far. Because of you, I'm me, so you the real star. Your hindsight, the time's right to get my mind tight. Then give it to you and let it shine bright. My best friend only know how to teach the truth. Plant the seeds of life and let him eat the fruit. Can't you see that he spread love for you? Shed blood for you, cried for and died for you. Willies with Mac Millies, know how you get down. We know the drama you bring whenever you hit town. Just remember when you pray, God is love. Gracious, merciful, forgive even the hardest thugs. Life as we know it, it all begins with him. Life as we know it, it all ends with him. If I was you, I would never try to pretend with him. He might spaz and blow it, I'm best friends with him. I love you so much.
lost me, you know.
Two and a half years since my man Big passed. 2.5 years since my world crashed. I needed help. God gave me the power, gave me the strength to go face to face with my darkest hour. Look me in the eyes and ask, what you doing, happy? Don't you know why I'm here? And started shooting at me. Back to the wall, is my faith gonna play out? Never wavered once, gave me no way out. Your time to die, don't even stress the date. You're coming with me, your soul I'm next to take. I told him, I'm too much blessed with faith and living for Christ. Then he said, manifest the great. All of a sudden, what I'm remembering, ground started to shake, everything trembling. Power of the truth is shooting through my timberlands. Here was my Lord Jesus Christ, my best friend again. Come on. Everything you need. You've been with me from day one. Even when I thought nobody was there, you were there. I love you, Jesus. Thank you. Forgive me for my trespasses, as I forgive those who trespass against me. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Diddy, a.k.a. Pop Diddy, a.k.a. P. Diddy, a.k.a. so many names. He's talking best friend. He's talking a best friend.
Yeah, and because he's speaking about God, the true friend.
Now, Mr. Mashele, as he came in here, he was talking about a friend. He had to... What happened,
happened to your friend?
Good morning to you.
morning, guys. I know they're listening, these people, because I made sure I leave the TV and the radio on so that they can actually listen to the show. No, they came at 3:00 in the morning. Mm. You know, obviously, I had to move my car and all of that. So, you know, I had to park my car somewhere else. Hence, I came in running because I'm running late. Those are the friends that we keep in life.
Hi, Baba, I need to review. I call me to fully review.
How many friends do you have, Mpo?
Yeah, and I've got a lot of
Mpo,
friends.
Mpo, I'm going to have a
yeah, I do.
Corn.
You know, they normally say you need to align yourself with people who... who will help you. Like I heard you guys talking about it, you know, and in the business environment, or they'll tell you, you need to actually make your mentors your friends, because those are the people that you're going to walk their path. I don't know if I'm making sense, you know. So rather than having a friend that you go out with every Friday, little tenaba, might as well have a friend that you know who, this is, maybe let me say I want to become a lawyer, but somebody who's in law who can teach me the ropes.
He's bringing in a new dimension
to it, yes.
So that at least you can grow, because those are the friends. Sometimes, okay, fine, we're not saying social friends, or I'm not saying social friends are not okay, but it's how, like Lee was talking about, how your friend needs to be there for you when you need when you need him, because of he spoke about the needing money to for because the child was sick and the friend was there. So we've got social friends who are like that, you know, that will always be there. Hoy, 4:00 in the morning, you've got a tire punch, they can always run to you to come and, you know, assist you. There's those friends, Adula Mo, Kamo Konenya Eden Vale, or yo Kistagil. Like, no, I give your friend. So, you know, there's different friends. But I guess, you know, not because of, I think sometimes as you grow up, God, like you start seeing who's a true friend and who's not a true friend. And that's when you realize, you know, and true friends will always be, like it or not, Lankala Luana today. I've got this friend, I know what they for, and all my friends will be upset at me. But like it well. I only see this friend like maybe once or twice, sometimes not even at all in a month. But when I meet him, he's always there. You know, and I always say, "Hi, Keisha. This is the guy who has to speak about me." And both of them be like, "Ah, yeah, but we always here for you." And you know, because of the thing is, it's about the quality that you actually see in a person when we're talking about friends.
Mutlatsa wena okay, not how we expose about.
Well, ask you. But I didn't even say.
Name dropping like nothing.
Did I even say? I didn't even say who are the two friends who disturbed me this morning.
Also, I guess.
I didn't name and say them.
I guess, yeah.
I just said they are.
You have to wait for now.
Yeah. Anyway, as we go back to the topic, man.
Yeah.
You remember. Like I've been trying to do this five career things. I think you teaching, like nursing, which was the guy called Abel Wako St. Peter Clem, who spoke. But you know, I felt well, there's certain things that's already teaching in terms of the profession. How do you actually get there? Where do you have to go for training and all of that? Which institution? Because I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who want to go about and do nursing, but they don't actually understand what do I actually need in order to do this nursing, you know? From high school, obviously you need to study things. You need to have body exemption, which is first because nursing now is only studied go to universities. So you need to have bibita bachelor's. I think matric wa hona no pele ne re bitsa exemption, you need to pass a guy exemption kona no ba bitsa bachelor's endorsement or something like that in order to do that. And you have to have biology, I think kona no ba bitsa natural sciences or something. Then you have to have physical science, you need to have mathematics. Not math literacy, but actual maths.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of institutions, because there's private institutions where you can go study. Correct. And there's thing. The best way is to go to the Nursing Council website, yeah, and actually check which of those institutions are the correct institution in order for you, because sometimes Honalili fly by night nursing schools that you find around, and we tole o nso patala chelete, but you only went to a fly by night. You
used to be accredited. Hey.
So when it comes to universities, I know that Vets University offers it. UJ offers it. University of Pretoria, then again Medunza. But they changed the name. I forgot the name. But I know those are the ones more Gauteng that I know about. When you go to Western Cape, UCT does offer it. I think Leeu, kind of in Cape Town, something of technology. Cape Town.
Cape Peninsula.
Yeah. Go to any, you find Leona DB Leona of technology, Leona, University of KwaZulu-Natal, Northwest University. So there's actually a lot of institutions. Like I said, you can go to website that day, or you can actually go and study nursing through the nursing college. Yeah? I once asked and consulted somebody and said, what's the difference going to do nursing COVID or Lego Nursing College, you know? Vets is a university. Nursing College is purely about nursing and all of that.
Yeah.
And they say, go, they would prefer somebody going to, this was a doctor, they normally prefer nurses by Lego Nursing College. Why? Because of mobile nurses, they've got more practical experience than the theory. But when you are in university, I'm not discouraging anyone, but he said, when you are in university, you get more theory than the practicalness of it, you know? So when you mix these two, because sometimes they do practicals together, let me say, go George, what do you call this, Joburg Gen, you know, when you mix these two, from somebody who's coming from a nursing college like Boen Lasky or Barra Nursing College on some. How about mixed these two? You can actually see who's more skilled than the other one.
Yeah.
But who's more knowledgeable and who's more knowledgeable about one. So you need to choose carefully in terms of what you need to do, you know. Then when you're done kind of nursing, there's phases of nurse where you become a staff nurse. That's not a proper nurse. Then when I label into a bit about sister ke a setsona le epilepsy le di stripes, you know. So sometimes if you did it 3 years or 2 years, ba o bitsa staff nurse because of you haven't qualified as a nurse.
Yeah.
But as soon as ona le those stripes, ke ona ba o bitsang sister nurse. Obviously for men they cannot be called that. Ke di male nurse, it doesn't change. And you can also parking specialize if you want to after finishing your course. I've got something else that I need to talk about. You can also specialize purely the sister forever. Though some of them everybody midwife, psychiatric nurse, babarekanle, but the psychiatric trainer. But there's different it's either when you just want to be like what doctors do, there are general doctors who haven't specialized in anything, or you can be a specialist nurse dealing with different things. Yeah, I'm sure I gave you enough information. So if you want to become a nurse, go out there and do your thing. So today, next up, yeah? Today, somebody, like I said, we heard you saying you have told people about CV writing. Please, can you touch on it? Because some of us were not listening. But like I say, I normally post these things go that Veritas page on Facebook. But I will excuse those. You know, so CV writing is about getting that CV right. You know, especially if you're looking for a job, you cannot, as I see a lot of people just going to internet cafe and baba for a page, or this is what I need, please just type it out for me. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that is bad or it's a wrong thing. Sometimes they give you a good format, their CV, a presentable. But you need to always, you know, now I prefer doing my own CV. Why do I prefer that? Because at least you can rectify the mistakes. That's when I level grammar, the spelling, all of that, you know? So the first thing about CV writing is that you need to get the basics right. Meaning, you need to make sure all your personal contact information is there. So from your name, if your name ke Mpho, I need to choose a good name because I know a lot of people call me Karen after Mpho Michael Michelle. You know? No, it's not. It's not. I know a lot of people after Motlaba computer, so that's why I said Sonski choose at least a nicer one. You know, if Mpho Michael Michelle, it needs to be there. Because some people, what they do is that they put their name, like their preferred name, Diso, Fela, then that's it. And you need to put both the names so that, you know, as per, that's why they say as per your ID.
Your ID,
because
yeah.
Normally when you apply, recruitment agencies or where they're going to employ you, they'll ask you for your ID. And, you know, sometimes those things don't match. Like, meaning who you are, anyway, so that is the first thing. You must make sure who your ID number is there. You need to make sure your contact information, especially mobile phone, like if ever they say, we love the CV, you know, you need to be there. I sometimes tell people, maybe you should put a secondary number because of, you know, with this network, sometimes they fail. Maybe if secondary number is your partner, or somebody that you are close to, that you know where they can get the information to you quickly. If ever they call you and say, hey, Mutomdimu, there is a job interview, so you know how that person can react very quickly. Anyway, another means when before Khale Nerisa gave the email address, Modi CV and all of that, but now because of, you know, the digital age, we've got things that when I leave the email where we can put that email address so that people can actually, if we cannot, they cannot reach us more phone, they can reach us ka email address. Sorry. So most even get your personal contact information, education, qualification, work history or work experience, the skills that you have for the job, your own interests, achievements and hobbies, and some references. References are very important. Mm. And when you give out references, you need to give all the information. Or like what, because of your work experience, which job or which company, and what were they? Because sometimes we put Kenya Fela Tuso on my CV, but Tuso was just merely a staff member that used to sit next to me. How much weight can this person? And normally, lady reference how you need to check with them and talk to them first. Or, you know, are you okay with me putting you on my CV? Anyway, number two, presentation is key. Like I said, the format ya CV how needs to be very presentable. It needs to be catching to the eye. It needs to be very attractive. When somebody takes it and looks at it, like before they could even go to your skills, they must love the presentation. How? Because some people who are a little I don't know how to put it, ka better. Twin, like home mixed, everything is all over the place on their CV. Like you don't know who is this education, is this work experience. You know, you need to make sure who everything. You know, it's very presentable and it's a maga kalenaneo, Mariel. It's a maga kalenaneo. So that is because that's the presentation. Because of when. That's why sometimes people need to have just a one-page CV because of that makes it for you. You know, when somebody looks at it, like they can see, there's the personal information that I need. There's the education. There is the working experience. Or kimolo o mentionile the interests high. Molo o mentionile the references high. Okay, now we can go. Then they can dive into a specific section that interests them. Mm. Stick to not more than 2 pages of an A4. Like I said,
not what? Not more than two.
Not more than 2 pages of an A4. You know, some people bangwala Bible ka CV. Sometimes you've got so much experience that you cannot fit in 2 pages. Mm. Now I'm guilty. Mine is 3 pages. I'm guilty. So, but
five. I'm wondering. Yo.
So not more than 2 pages. So that, and I think it's something that I'll mention after this, but I'll mention it again. Sometimes when you're looking for a job, you know, you need to look at the description of the role, and align it to your CV. So whatever that role requires is the most important items that are supposed to be on your CV. So if ever Barry, like let me say an admin person, you need to be type 40 seconds per hour, whatever. You need to make sure how you file, you make sure how you do the presentation and stuff like that. Then you know who you are, do other things more than what the role requires. What you do is that you match it to the role, and Zedung, I'm not saying don't mention them on your CV, but it needs to be specific to that, so that at least they know who this person meets all the requirements that we need. Other things there, if they're not important, like the fact that your boss or my coffee every day, okay, maybe it shows your dedication to your work. But if it's not important, why put it there? Get so on adding to the tang hore, modi sivins are on a hobeli 5 pages, hobeli a lot of pages, because of against a lot of information. But I think I'll touch on it. You need to understand the job description. Actually, it's the next one. So sometimes we don't understand the job, because why you need to understand the job description is what I just said, Honano. Mm. You need to always align your CV towards the job description. Your CV needs to be unique to each and every job that you are applying for. You know, if I can apply for an event management position, but there's certain things that they don't require. Let me say this one, require me to do exhibitions and road shows. But Nako Sivinyaka, I've got things in-house events where I do events, but I still have experiencer exhibition. Why not play on that experiencer exhibition to show them, oh, this is what I do in terms of exhibition. I've done this, I've done that, I've done that. Because that's one thing that they're looking for and they're going to like. So if you're applying for a job, try to make it unique to the job description or to the post that you are applying to. Then, you, like I said again, because yeah, he paid the other thing, it says you need to tailor the CV to your role. So it's the same thing that I just spoke about. How everything needs to be aligned to the, you know, your CV needs to be unique to the job description that is presented. So I know generic CV. We call them generic CV because of it's a CV that habari but sometimes, you know, I'm not saying that's the reason why sometimes we don't get jobs, but because of you are sitting at generic CV where you can actually show your skills, your most important skills on your CV. When people look at it, like, yeah, but this is the guy that we're looking for. Because certain things, they don't matter. They don't matter to them. Company functions, it doesn't matter to them. What they need is to know how you can do the job, and that's it. And you need to make the most of your skills on your thing. Renality things, the people, you know, for the fact that you can go onto the internet and use the search engines and, you know, search buttons and all of that, you understand both different kinds of internet things like body Google Chrome, or kind of game, maybe it's on what Fox, that one, but
Firefox.
Internet Explorer and all of that. Those are the things that you need to put. It's your skill. You know how to use that. Number one, people would say that I didn't go for training your Outlook, but you've got an email address that you open every morning when you are at work. You understand? People would say I don't have an experience here, Word, but they can type their CV on Word. So you understand?
Yeah.
They don't
have
an experience here, Excel, but they know most of the time they do their budget on it,
spreadsheets
and stuff like that. But those are the kind of things that you, it might be something that you didn't go to school and train for, but it's your skill at the end of the day. You know, you can communicate and communicate. That is a skill on its own. You know how to form relationships. You are a relationship builder. That is a skill on its own. You know how to stand in front of people and actually talk as a motivational speaker. That is a skill on its own. And those are the kind of things that you need to. That's why you need to make the most out of your skills so that people can see. Because of even if they're not suiting to your role, but they know who this person who's skilled got this and that and that and that. Making the most of your interests. Sometimes I reckon the interest kids are about, we go chill and have drinks with my friends. Like, those are the things that you don't need on a CV, obviously. No. Mm-hmm. You know, your interest needs to be reading 10 books at least in 2 weeks. They know who you are, a fast reader already. You know, listening to what music or, you know, something that is inspirational that somebody can say, wow. Mm. My interest is to travel. They know when it comes to them sending you to Cape Town or to, you don't have a problem because of you love traveling.
You,
you know, those are the kind of skills that you need to make sure they are there, you know. Making the most of your experience, I've touched on it. You need to make sure, you know, your experience towards the job that you applying for, you know, at least did your manager and, you know, you have a bond, so really I can do more than what you guys require. Like I said, this is more important, including your references. Your references, at least three. Some people are getting about 4 or 5. Like, some people they won't actually call. I remember I spoke to this other lady, DVA, Samantha or something. It's a recruitment agency. And again, how many of my references do you need? I only need about 3 because I'm going to actually call 2. And if this number 2 doesn't pick up,
number 3.
So number 3 is just in case. So I get to 5 and make sure the one will give you all the, you know, the praises and make sure you get the job is on top. Then come back and do the you know, second best. Sorry to call you that. But, and the third best. But make sure, ho, at least, but one and the power, but love well and hand. Give out valuing good him. But they are more important. And choose wisely. Rather choose somebody who's in a management position, because they'll ask you, they'll ask them questions relating to how does somebody work in a team? You know, how does somebody work as a, you know, as an individual under pressure and all of that? But if you choose your friend doesn't even know how you work under pressure because of, you know, I know it's difficult to put your current manager, if ever you're working, then you want to put your current manager on your CV, because Otabaore, you know, obviously, but still, rather speak to somebody, maybe go to HR, speak to somebody from HR, especially people who interviewed you, because they know your skills, and HR always has, but totally with the performance, key performance areas, mm-hmm. where they know how do you actually perform, so lebo na ba khona go buela. Last but not least, I want to say, you need to always keep your CV up to date. Make sure as soon as you get this job, take whatever that you're doing on that job, put it on your CV, because you never know when a better opportunity will arise. Maybe another opportunity that pays more than that. And for people balengodi kolong, like I know there's a lot of people who apply for the learnerships and stuff like that. You know, you might not have working experience, but there, what they're looking for is they'll look at your subjects, number one, how well did you pass. They'll look at things like your interest, especially what you do during your spare time, extracurricular activities. They also look at, you know, you also put your teachers or your principal from the school as a reference, because of, and obviously because they need to call and see what kind of person you are and the behavior and stuff like that. And if ever you've done small things, let me say you've worked at a car wash, that is also experience. If you've been selling the sweets, go school, it's also experience. It adds into skill, at least you can do sales or something like that. 2 minutes before 9 o'clock, mm-hmm. that's me.
Nice, yeah, you kept your time. Last time we repeated around 2 minutes after nine.
Yeah.
Well, guys, thank you so much. That was the show for today. Once again, Mrs. Mojatau.
Yes.
Good to have you back.
It's good to be back.
On the team. And yes, but I need to let you for the show, ne?
Oh, sorry. And sorry about TNT.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry.
We're still out here calling this show TNT.
Oh, no, really?
Like this guy.
Oh, my word.
How
oh, no.
How long has he been doing this?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
No, he owes us McDonald's after the show. We shall be next up.
Pray for me to be that businessman. McDonald's every Saturday.
We need a blesser in our midst. Looks like.
Oh my God. Let's start novena. Yeah. Pomas become a businessman. Then we are talking.
All right, guys, we are back next week, same time, same place, right here. It's the T Junction, tremendously thriving through trials and tribulations.
And this, so before cooking, you know, this Father's Day, why aren't you talking about Bondade Cathedral, you know?
Clearly, we're not listening.
Yeah? Oh, did you? Oh,
no,
sorry.
No.
Excuse me. But let's go back. Let's talk about Cathedral.
Yes. All right, it's 9 o'clock, guys. Let's do this again next week. Goodbye. God bless. Bye-bye.
Howdy.
Bye.